Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 384 for Friday, May 8th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was up slightly on Friday, following the gains seen in Chicago soy oil. Canola was anywhere from 60 cents to $4 higher, the most active July contract up that 60 cents at $457.30 a ton. The need to keep weather premiums built into the market and worries about tight Canadian canola supplies were also supportive. Slow farmer selling as they continue to focus on spring field work and seeding rather than marketing further underpinned prices. Though generally good conditions for North American oilseed planting so far this spring were overhanging the market, as was the stronger Canadian dollar. Activity was still choppy and quiet as it has been for most of the week. Traders are said to be waiting for more clarity on the upcoming Canadian canola crop before making any big moves. Milling wheat and durum futures were untraded. There was some light activity in the July barley contract, which moved $5 lower. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were trading on both sides of unchanged. Soybean futures were mixed to higher. Prices were anywhere from 2 cents lower to 2 cents higher. July was up a quarter cent at $9.75 and a quarter cents a bushel. The burdensome global supply situation for soybeans weighed on prices, as did forecasts calling for beneficial harvesting weather in Argentina. On the other side, ideas that a good U.S. corn planting pace could lead to fewer soybean acres were supportive, as was strong export demand. Corn futures were up slightly with prices 1 to 3 cents higher. The July contract was 2.5 cents stronger at $3.64 a bushel. Steady commercial buying interest and sentiment that the market is oversold helped to underpin prices. Spillover support also came from the rally seen in Chicago wheat futures. Though strength in the U.S. dollar and good weather for crop development in the U.S. Midwest were bearish. Wheat values were stronger Friday, lifted by a short covering rally following recent sharp declines. Values were anywhere from 8 to 10 cents stronger. July was up 9¾ cents at $4.82.5 per bushel. Smaller than expected production estimates out of the Kansas Crop Tour were also pushing prices higher. Though a continued lack of fresh export demand for U.S. wheat tempered the gains, as did generally good weather for U.S. wheat crops. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, May 8th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.